wuss. I was a teenage wuss. In junior high school, I had oily, stringy hair and lots of pimples. Most of the other kids called me a faggot. Even some of the other wusses called me a faggot. There was maybe 5 kids in the whole school who were wussier than I was. I was afraid of girls, and guys scared the fuck out of me. They used to say to me, what are you, fucking queer? They wanted me to fight to prove I wasn't a faggot. But I didn't fight. I ran away. I was a wuss. I was never into any sports at all. I wore my gym clothes under my regular clothes so I wouldn't have to change in front of everybody else. I was afraid to realize my full potential in school because the other kids, the smarter you were, the wussier you were, the wussier you were, the more they beat the shit out of you. I was a hopeless wuss. Wuss, wuss, wuss. I was into science fiction and math. And chess. It was not fun being a wuss, and now that I like to think I'm not as much of a wuss as I once was, I still feel pretty wussy most of the time. Residual wussiness, the kind of thing you can never really leave behind. That's the way it goes. Wuss, 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 wuss. So one of the things I've been thinking about or wondering, like, that we were wondering on the way over here is, like, why do people in Rochester like us? Because, like, LSD, but they have LSD in other places. You have the best kind? What's it called? When I was a boy and I used to do LSD, it all had different names. Just, no? Okay. They did, yeah. So orange sun. We were going to have, like, after the show, a little round table symposium on why King Missile is popular in Rochester and not anywhere else. I don't mean to single you guys out, but, like, we're not going to go to every city and ask, why don't you like us? It makes a lot more sense. Are we ready? Okay.